Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
It's the Monday Waffle round 5. Bit of a new intro there, guys. All your heads are bopping here in the studio. I'm joined by Soph Clappin, Verity Hughes, and Kelly Haywood. Guys, your head bopping. How good's that new intro?
We're in the hood.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
In the hood.
Soph says it's all right. She was just up on her feet dancing. Guys, let us know what you think on the Facebook page if you like our new intro. We had a bit of a play around with some Dennis Cometti voice there.
He was a legend. He was such, you know, willing to jump in and say anything.
Let's jump straight into it, guys. Huge round of waffle. Starting with the Derby, Kelly.
So it was a pretty devastating game for the West Perth boys on the weekend. It was a 60-point loss, 100-40. I can say I'm very upset about that, being a Falcons supporter.
I'm so happy. Carn the Royals. Great win, boys.
As a West Perth supporter, I'm devastated. That game was terrible. Like, I understand they've got a lot of injuries this week, but the fact that they didn't score in the third quarter at all was pretty sad.
Pretty poor performance by West Perth. Take us through some of the other stuff that happened, Kelly, for your boys.
Well, basically, they only had 2 scoring shots after halftime. As always, Aaron Black had a good game, 29 disposals and 2 goals. Ex-Eagle Andrew Strike was basically everywhere. He had 35 disposals, which was a good game. Pretty poor display from the Falcons. They need to turn it around pretty quickly so that they can face up against the Swans next week.
Very unfortunate, but my boys, the Royals, got up. I'm so happy in the Derby. What a better game to stand up. The win means they've got consecutive wins for the first time under Jamie Graham, their new coach. And they kicked 10 of the last 11 goals to seal the 60-point win, Kelly. So, unfortunately for you, they were just too good in the end. Eagles player Sharad Wellingham had 17 disposals across half-back, even though he set out the first quarter, so I don't think he'll be down there too often. Stephen Payne had a great game with 30 disposals and also kicked a goal. Kane Lucas, who's on the Eagles list, had 29 disposals, also kicked a goal. Eagles' Tom Cole and Pat McGinnity were both strong with 27 disposals each, and Pat McGinnity also kicked 2 goals, while Jonathan Giles and Craig Wolfe both kicked 3 up forward. Moving on to the other games. Verity, South Freo had a big win against Perth, undefeated.
Yeah, South Freo, 136 to the Perth Demons, 38. But look, they kicked 9 goals to 1 in that first half and 10 of the last 11 goals, which cemented their victory. They had stars all over the ground. Mason Shaw continued his good form, kicking 5 goals and collecting 21 disposals as well. Brendan Verrier had 31 touches and 2 goals. And your mate,
my boy,
your idol, your absolute god,
little
Ashton Hams.
Ashton
He's not
Hams.
That little, you know. I wouldn't. Anyway, Ashton Hams.
Comparatively, he's a bit small.
Ashton Hams, 30 touches, along with Stephen Vera as well. Ex-Eagles player Blaine Wilson took 12 marks and had 29 disposals. Perth Demons. Look, I love a good underdog story.
They're
usually, and I really
the
wanted
Perth.
Them to come up. Well, look, they did all right a couple of weeks ago.
They had a big win against Claremont, a couple of weeks ago.
But no, this was really disappointing. Julian Jacobs can hold his head up. He had 31 disposals. Regular contributors, Clint Jones, who I'm going to cast my vote out now. You've said Ashton Hams. I'm casting my vote.
So he's your boy.
Hams. He's my boy.
Clint Jones is your boy.
He's all just right. Everywhere. I realise he's not in my Sharkers bra team.
No, he's not.
But
he'll do.
And
he'll
Aiden Tropp, his name's everywhere. Yeah, he had 22 disposals as well. Hopefully next week. I really want Perth to gear up.
Yeah, it was a good win by South Freo, still undefeated. And so, Claremont had a big win against East Freo.
They did. They beat your Shackers, brah. Defeated, absolutely trumped. It was 116-77. And this game was pretty impressive considering their accuracy. They had 19-2 was their final, so 2 behinds. That's
incredible.
Yeah, very impressive. They kicked 10 goals straight into the first half with Darcy Cameron and Bo Maester causing havoc for the Sharks, who had a really undersized defence. Tom Ledger had 28 disposals, while skipper Jake Murphy led. He got 27. And Jai Bolton, he's continued his early season form. He was fantastic with 25 disposals and 2 goals. But then jumping over to East Frio, ex-Kangaroo Liam Anthony, he was fantastic. 27 disposals and 10 tackles, along with his brother Dion, who also kicked a goal.
Dion.
Ex-Eagle Jamie McNamara was on good form with 25 disposals, along with Cameron Eardley, who continued in his early season with 25 disposals also. And ex-Docker Jesse Crichton had a massive day with 13 tackles and 22 disposals. But Claremont pulled through, you know, took the win. Also, big congrats to Mitch Andrews, who hit 100 games.
A big congratulations to him. That's a great effort. And the last game of the round, Swans v Subi. Verity, you were down at the game?
Yeah, sure was. I'll be really surprised if many of the Swan District supporters have any lungs left, any voices this Monday, because yesterday afternoon I've never heard such passion. Scary passion.
Scary
aggressive
passion.
Enthusiastic, scary passion.
Speaking of those very loud and boisterous Swan Districts fans, Verity, Rick Gorchy, who runs www.wafflefootyfacts.net, all one word, is a adamant Swans fan. Head to the site. There's a link on our Waffle Monday Facebook page. Check it out. It's got everything you need to know about Waffle, history, current, anything you need ever. So, am I right or am I right?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely fantastic. But look, looking at the Swanies' passion, I think all clubs should take that on board. It gives, you know, it rallies up the boys, it gets the crowd going. I think being vocal is good, and I think everyone should, you know, take
You're
the leaf out of their book.
You've heard it first here on the Monday Waffle. Soph Clapham wants you to run on the ground.
Get wild.
Get wild at
Streak
the waffle.
If you have to, especially if you've got a six-pack. I mean, what?
I mean, we wouldn't say no.
You can leave your shorts on.
Yeah, okay, guys, let's get a quick wrap from Kelly Haywood of what happened at the game.
Over the weekend, the Subi Echo Lions took on Swan Districts and came away with a 39-point win, with the final score being Lions 95 and Swans 56. It was a pretty even game regarding ball possession, with the Swans being at 49% and the Lions with 51% over the game, so the Swans did have a chance, but they seemed to be pretty scrappy and they seemed to also drop off in the last two quarters. With the first quarter, the Swans got four behinds and no goals, with the Lions one goal and six behinds. Second quarter looked pretty even for both teams. The Swans started to pick it up. They scored four goals and two behinds, with the Lions only getting two goals and four behinds, so again, they're missing most of their goals. Third quarter started pretty poorly for the Swans, with two behinds, and then finally towards the end they kicked three goals, so it started to look up for them. But this was a pretty solid quarter from Subi, who were scoring really well all quarter with six goals and seven behinds. Last quarter, the Swans dropped off and only scored one goal, whereas the Lions were still kicking plenty with three goals and six behinds, but again, missing most of their goals. Subi have got a bye next week, so it's plenty of time for them to recoup and set up for their big game against West Perth. Verity spoke to Kim Rogers, who is actually Matthew Rogers' dad, who used to play for West Perth, down at the game. Have a listen.
So, boys are in with a chance today?
Yeah, no, it looks good. They've seemed to help Subi a bit. I thought Subi might have run ahead, but no, the game's sort of levelled out. There's not much in it now at half time.
A little bit scrappy today, do you think?
Yeah, it seems to be wet. A lot of them are dropping balls and missing marks, and both sides are doing it. But
yeah.
I think it's just the conditions. There's been a lot of dew or a bit of rain earlier.
And you used to play for West Perth yourself, Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, a long time ago. That's back in 86, 85, 86.
So do you think your young man who just kicked a whopping goal from 50 metres out gets that from you?
No, far from it. I can never kick. But yeah, he did well with that goal, but it's not for me. It must be for my wife's side.
And we actually spoke to Matt after the game, and here's what he had to say.
You guys were relatively close first two quarters. What do you think happened in the second half there?
They're a good side. They're always going to come back. They just grind away for four quarters and wear their opposition down. But we conceded some soft goals, and that really hurt us. They scored a couple of quick ones for 15 minutes. Then we were back in it, but to give a team like Subi 20 points in the last quarter is too much to come back from.
And was it slippery out here? We just saw that it was a bit hard to keep hold of the ball.
Yeah, a little bit greasy, but that's no excuse. Both teams had to deal with it, so it's something we need to improve on.
What do you think you guys will work on for next week?
We'll be working on definitely some kicking efficiency. We missed some targets and it cost us goals. And then probably our defenders as well need to play up on a shoulder at times and get aggressive and catch the ball rather than just trail in and concede the mark.
All right, well, great game, man. Saw that epic goal you got in the second quarter there, 50 metres out. Thanks very much for talking to me.
No worries, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Matt was actually one of the standout players for the game over the weekend with one goal and 18 possessions. Some of the other Swans players are Justin Simpson, 2 goals, 26 possessions. Matt Jukes, 3 goals, 15 possessions. For the Lions, we had Clancy Wheeler, 2 goals, 20 possessions. Shepherd, 2 goals, 14 possessions. And Robinson, 2 goals, 24 possessions.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
I'm Dennis Cometti. If I'm listening to the Monday Waffle, then you should be too.
We're now joined by ex-champion Eagle, Andrew Embley. Thanks for joining us, Embers.
G'day, fellas. Going well? How was everyone?
Yeah, good, good.
Yeah, big weekend of Waffle. Embers, it's Verity speaking here. I happened to catch you at the Subi and Swans game. Bit of a scrappy match. Were there any highlights for you?
It was an interesting game, wasn't it? Certainly Swans came to play, I think, on the back of their win they had the week before against Claremont. And they took it up to Subi, especially in the first half. But Subiaco is such a well-drilled team. Jared Schofield's got them playing just an unbelievable brand of football. They structure up so well. They pride themselves on team defence and make it very difficult for the opposition to score. I love Subiaco's midfield. They've got some good big bodies in there. Della Hunty gets his hands on the football. And their forward line, Ed Byer, Hamish Shepherd, is a very good player as well. So I think there's some encouraging signs to come out of the way that Swans played, but no doubt Subiaco are the benchmark of the competition. They've been that for the last 3 years. And at the moment, they certainly look like they're going to be the team to beat again in 2016.
Do you think in that, because you're right, that first half, it was a pretty close match. In that last quarter, though, when the Swans did get it up in their 50, there was almost no one there. Do you feel like maybe they gave up a bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think no doubt they lost Blight early in the game. So they lost him. So what that does is mucks your rotations up a little bit. And then in the third quarter, they lost Hackett. So he was out of their game in the last quarter. And then we saw Ricky Carey hurt his shoulder late in the game as well. So Swan Districts had one fit guy on the bench. So I think in the end, probably just ran out of puff a little bit. And there's no doubt when you lose players and you just don't get your rotations right, then it really does hurt you. So they certainly didn't give up, but in the end, they just probably struggled and ran out a little bit of petrol.
So, Emma, you touched on Subi, the benchmark. There's one other team unbeaten with them, South Freo. How do you reckon they're going to hold up, obviously, when they face them later in the year and as the season unfolds?
Well, yeah, looking forward to that game for sure. South Fremantle going extremely well at the moment. We saw them in round one against West Perth, and they were very, very impressive. I think on the back of what we saw West Perth do last year, most people thought that West Perth would be too good, but South Fremantle just playing some really exciting brand of football, free-flowing at the moment. Todd Curley, in his second year as coach, has really got them committed to the game plan, and they're playing some pretty good football at the moment. Ashton Hams, we know, is a very important player for them through the field. But Benny Saunders in their forward line certainly is giving them good options. And also Mason Shaw has come back from Port Adelaide. He's had a bit of AFL experience, and he looks like he started the season really well, leading South Fremantle's goal kicking so far. So, yeah, if they continue to play the footy that they're playing, then I think they're going to be around the place come September.
Yeah, never know. Embers, with jumping over to Claremont versus East Freo, Claremont had a dominating game with 19-2 to 11-11. That accuracy is just fantastic. Do you think that all players, all teams should be really just going back to that basics of just straight kicking?
Yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it? I'm not sure what the answer is, but maybe the Claremont goal kicking coach might want to head down to the West Coast Eagles and give them a few lessons, because the Eagles have been struggling over the last couple of weeks with their inaccuracy. But, yeah, it's an interesting one, because it's not like the players don't practice goal kicking at whatever level, whether it's Waffle or AFL. Players these days, they practice their routines before training, during training, after training. So I don't think the answer is more set shots, but it really needs to be an onus on the individual that they show a bit of composure and make sure they go back and finish up their team's hard work.
And Embers, West Perth unfortunately had a loss to my boys, the Royals, who got up. What does that mean from going forward? They were grand finalists last year. What's happened to them?
Not sure, actually. I mean, again, we saw them in round one and they certainly didn't look like themselves. So whether they've just top in a few injuries at the moment, lost a couple of players. Marcus Adams, we know, was really important for West Perth last year as that key defender. And he's at the next level now and doing extremely well for the Western Bulldogs. So they've definitely missed him, no doubt about that. But again, I think there's enough quality in their team. So maybe they're tinkering with some structure changes, which may take a little bit to adapt to. But I think as long as they stay committed to what they want to achieve as a club, I can't see them falling off too badly because, as I said, there's just so much talent in that side. So, I won't be writing them off just yet.
Embers, thanks so much for joining us on the Monday Waffle. Well, hopefully we can have a chat to you a couple of more times throughout the season.
Big fan.
Yeah, good on you.
Thanks, no, Embers.
From the studios of ECU, you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down to business.
Now, a bit different this week. Birchie isn't with us today, so she filed this tipping update yesterday. Let's have a listen.
Well, it was a bit of a bad week in the tipping for some, while others came out on top. But let's start with the bad. Josh and Soph haven't improved their chances. They got zero this round. Verity managed to scrape through with one tip right, and Joel and Kelly got two. While out on top, I managed to get 4 out of 4, guys, so quite happy with my results. Let's just have a quick look ahead to next week, though. There's going to be some difficult tipping ahead. So next week, Claremont and Peel Thunder at the Showgrounds, Perth and East Perth at Lathlane Park, Swan Districts and West Perth at Steel Blue Oval, and the fixture I'm most looking forward to, East Fremantle and South Fremantle at Adams Stadium. So me and Verity will definitely have to get down to that. It'll be great to see the derby. I'm very excited.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti. I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle.
Guys, Birchie, how's that? As arrogant as ever.
I know, I just forgot to do my tipping. That's why I got zero.
And can I just say I'm not that far behind her. I forgot to do my tipping 1 week, which is why she's beating me. Thanks, Birchie. Watch your back.
I'm looking coming forward for you. To winning that wooden spoon.
Yeah, can we get a prize for last place?
Well, no, we said last week, last place has to do an ultimate punishment. Come end of season, Verity, and you still are owing one. So.
Well, look, make me do one then.
I'm guys, going for streaking on the ground.
Yeah, me too, yeah, me unfortunately. Too.
I think streaking is the...
You're out. No one's ready for that jelly. I'm telling you that now.
I don't think you're ready.
Guys, if you have any suggestions on what the final loser of the tipping should do come season's end, post on the Facebook page.
That's it, I guess, for the Monday Waffle, guys. Tune in next week. There is plenty more where this comes from. Hope you've enjoyed.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.